Hey, it's Azure Friday. I'm Scott. I'm here with Stefan. We're digging into Azure websites. We talked about scale and getting, you know, 4, 5, 10 instances.
Right.
Are you making these instances and then copying my code over to each one of them?
So, yeah, clearly we don't do that. That would be a very strange problem and probably a bit unexpected for some of our developers. But it is a very common question and a common problem, which is, as always, the second you have a web app that runs two or more instances of itself, mm-hmm. how do you deal with any kind of state? So to your question, what we're really talking about is we're talking about your website content, the actual files that are sitting on a file system clearly somewhere, mm-hmm. And that you're potentially reading and maybe also writing to in order to run your app.
Right.
So behind the scenes, again, coming back to the fact that we follow a lot of standard patterns from old school IIS hosting, all of the website content that you as customers and developers upload into the system, they're all basically running on, think of it as a big set of UNC shares in the sky. And granted, that's a sort of wonky
metaphor.
It's a big
network. Big NAS.
Yes, it's like a big-ass NAS device with a bunch of UNC shares hanging off of it. Now, the nice thing is, as developers, you don't, unless you really want to drill into that, you typically don't have to worry about that, either when you're writing your app or even at runtime. Because what happens is, we go out and whether you FTP or Git or web deploy your content to us, we go out and set up the necessary directory structures on the UNC shares. You have your own, you know, folder path and directory structures that are unique to you, your subscription, your websites. Mm-hmm. And at runtime, when we spin up your app, whether it's on one VM or multiple VMs, we automatically know that, oh, Scott's website is actually sitting on this UNC share, so make sure these four servers know about that UNC share over there, and they're all pointed at it.
That's interesting, because I that sounds complicated in the sense of, if I were at my house with a bunch of machines and we're trying to configure IIS to use code that's all from the same place? Like, I don't think I could do that myself.
Yes, and that's one of these things where, from a design standpoint, this is sort of the ancestor of what's running here in Azure websites. Part of it was a feature called Shared Application Host Config, which I know is quite a mouthful, but basically how you set up shared web hosting for IIS. And again,
If you were a hoster
and if you knew all the docs to read and you knew how to futz with all the switches. But again, for most developers, it's like, come on, I want to run my app. If I want to run it in three places or one place, just make it easy for me. And so that's one of the things right. We're doing for you in the background. We're managing all of that.
Yeah, it's so abstracted away that it's kind of easy to forget that there is a C drive and a D drive and, you know, there's a www root somewhere.
Yes.
Oftentimes people will email me and say that they want to upload images or they have a text file that
yep.
they're writing to. And everyone has a different kind of application, but someone told me that they were writing to this text file in app_data, which was like their database.
Okay.
But it was a text file.
Okay.
And then when they had four instances,
right.
they had all these problems.
Yes. So I'm going to guess they're probably using some ASP.NET, Razor, MVC derivative, which, right, those are the old app_directories. One of them, of course, app_data.
Mm-hmm.
So the important thing there is that's a subfolder, a subdirectory, within your www root.
Right.
And to the earlier point that I was alluding to, everything in your www root, it's running on a UNC share that's out there, and all of the servers you're running on are pointed at that exact same share. So my guess is probably what your developer was running into is they've got code running simultaneously on three or four machines, and they're all trying to do file I/O that ultimately is pointed at the exact same text file that's sitting out there on the UNC share. And so, of course, we all know what happens. You get more load on the system, and oops, they're stepping on each other, and you get weird file locking errors, and the app starts blowing up at random points in time.
But if I were making new GUID, new unique identifier.txt, I could still be writing to that
yep.
file, but am I hiding a problem that's going to be a larger issue when my app becomes popular?
Well, certainly you can go out, right, there are all the old school file tricks where if you know ahead of time that, oh, what happens if I have multiple apps running? But, you know, let's back up a bit. Let's say you're running on only one machine. Well, you can be running on one VM, and again, all of these app frameworks we're talking about, they're all either multi-threaded or multi-process. So they can all have multiple concurrent requests going on at the same time. So really, this is more an architectural problem, which is, hey, if you know you're going to have multiple clients running simultaneously through the same code path, and that code path is partying on the same specific text file or other file, you better make sure you've done something locking-wise. Mm-hmm. Now, you brought up an interesting hacky workaround, which is, well, let's just use different file names. That'll actually work. It's just beware if you're a popular site and you've been running for a few months, you might open up that directory and be like, oh, my God, what happened? And you've got like 50,000 GUID.txt files. Mm-hmm. Good luck piecing those together.
Now, and I'm also kind of mixing where I've got my code, where I'm deploying new code all the time. Is there a chance that at some point that's going to get blown away and I would lose my app data folder?
No. So this is a very important point, which is anything that's in your dub root or beneath it, that's website content. That's your code, your content. Again, however you're using it, we totally recognize that's your stuff. Mm-hmm. And as long as you've got an active subscription with us, we're not going to go out and touch that or change it. And okay. So again, it doesn't matter of, you know, what virtual machine or machines you're running on, you're coming up, you're going down, it's always the same UNC share. It's always going to be there tomorrow when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, probably not a good idea to upload videos and stuff into the app data folder. I know that this is my Hansel Minutes system. You'll notice that I've got half of my storage already used up because I was putting images into a folder. Later on, I got the idea to put those actually in the storage and on a CDN.
Yep.
So I could see someone making their own YouTube.
You bring up a good point, which is today, I believe it's free tier, you get a gig of space, and then I think it's for both shared and standard, you get a 10 gigabyte amount of file storage out on our UNC shares. But you bring up a good point, which is, that storage that we're providing, specifically, that's really meant, again, for, like, that's your website directory. Mm-hmm. And even if you were running in a more traditional on-premise scenario, you typically don't put, like, a gigantic image store or video store or a content store, and, like, cram it into the exact same directory structure as your website.
Right.
So the same design concept applies. And what you did here is, that's a perfect example of, right, the quote-unquote right way to do things. Take that huge glomp of storage mm-hmm. and go stick it off in, you know, blob storage or stick it on a CDN. That's a much better place for it.
Separation of concerns.
Yes.
And this www root, I can go over and FTP, I understand, and I've got this already in the clipboard, so I'll bring up FileZilla and connect to my site here. I can see that www root here. Now, this is kind of a lie, right, in the sense of some of these files are on UNC and some aren't, or...
These, ultimately, when you connect through on the, through an FTP browser or something like that, you literally, that backslash you see up at the top, mm-hmm. you are pointed at the slice of storage that we've allocated for you and for your website.
That's my 10 gigs.
That's your 10 gigs. Starts right there and it's everything beneath it.
Okay.
And granted, when I talk about stuff for simplicity, I usually refer to the dub root just because otherwise there are a lot of other directory structures here that, frankly, they start getting confusing if you want to go into the details of, oh, if I'm using Git, where are all the different versions kept, things like that. But yes, ultimately, what you can see in an FTP client, that's all sitting out there in a UNC share. It's always persisted. It's not going away on you.
Excellent. And of course, good reminder that these are all shared, so not necessarily somewhere that you want to be writing to, even though you technically could.
Correct.
It's Azure Friday.